How do you feel? Hickory said, after I had cleaned myself off as best I could. I don't think I'm going to throw up anymore, if that's what you mean, I said. Even if I wanted to, there's nothing left. You vomited because you are sick, Hickory said. I vomited because I just treated one of your leaders like it was my cabin boy, I said. That's a new one for me, Hickory. It really is. I looked over at Dickory, who was covered in my upchuck. And I hope it works, because I think if I have to do that again, my stomach might just flop right out on the table. My insides did a flip-flop after I said that. Note to self, after having vomited, watch the overly colorful comments. Did you mean it? Hickory said. What you said to Doc? Every word, I said, and then motioned at myself. Come on, Hickory. Look at me. You think I'd put myself through all of this if I wasn't serious? I wanted to be sure, Hickory said. You can be sure, I said. Zoe, we will be with you, Hickory said. Me and Dickory, no matter what the council decides. If you choose to stay behind after you speak to General Gaw, we will stay with you. Thank you, Hickory, I said. But you don't have to do that. We do, Hickory said. We would not leave you, Zoe. We have been with you for most of your life, and for all the life that we have spent conscious, with you and with your family. You have called us part of your family. You are away from that family now. You may not see them again. We would not have you be alone. We belong with you. I don't know what to say, I said. Say you will let us stay with you, Hickory said. Yes, I said. Do stay. And thank you. Thank you both. You are welcome, Hickory said. And now, as your first official duties, find me something new to wear, I said. I'm starting to get really ripe. And then tell me which of those things over there is the toilet, because now I really need to know. 23. Something was nudging me awake. I swatted at it. Die, I said.
Zoe, Hickory said. You have a visitor.
I blinked up at Hickory, who was framed as a silhouette by the light coming from the corridor.
What are you talking about? I said.
General Gaw, Hickory said. He is here, now, and wishes to speak to you.
I sat up.
You have got to be kidding me, I said.
I picked up my PDA and looked at the time. We had arrived in Conclave space 14 hours earlier, popping into existence 1,000 clicks out from the space station that General Gaw had made the administrative headquarters of the Conclave. He said he hadn't wanted to favor one planet over another. The space station was ringed with hundreds of ships from all over Conclave space, and even more shuttles and cargo transports going between ships and back and forth from the station. Phoenix Station, the largest human space station and so big, I've heard that it actually affected tides on the planet Phoenix, by amounts measurable only by sensitive instruments but still, would have fit into a corner of the Conclave HQ. We had arrived and announced ourselves and sent an encrypted message to General Gaw requesting an audience. We had been given parking coordinates and then willfully ignored. After 10 hours of that, I finally went to sleep.
You know I do not kid, Hickory said.
It walked back to the doorway and turned up the lights in my stateroom. I winced.
Now, please, Hickory said. Come to meet him.
5 minutes later, I was dressed in something I hoped would be presentable and walking somewhat unsteadily down the corridor. After a minute of walking, I said, oh, crap, and ran back to my stateroom, leaving Hickory standing in the corridor. A minute later, I was back, bearing a shirt with something wrapped in it.
What is that? Hickory asked.
A gift, I said. We continued our trip through the corridor. A minute later, I was standing in a hastily arranged conference room with General Gaw. He stood to one side of a table surrounded by Oban-style seats, which were not really well designed, either for his physiology or mine. I stood on the other, shirt in my hand.
I will wait outside, Hickory said, after it delivered me.
Thank you, Hickory, I said. It left. I turned and faced the general. Hi, I said, somewhat lamely.
You are Zoe, General Gaw said, the human who has the Oban to do her bidding.
His words were in a language I didn't understand. They were translated through a communicator device that hung from his neck. That's me, I said. I heard my words translated into his language.
I am interested in how a human girl is able to commandeer an open transport ship to take her to see me, General Gaw said.
It's a long story, I said.
Give me the short version, Gaw said.
My father created special machines that gave the Oban consciousness. The Oban revere me as the only surviving link to my father. They do what I ask them to, I said.
It must be nice to have an entire race at your beck and call, Gaw said.
You should know, I said. You have 400 races at yours, sir. General Gaw did something with his head that I was going to hope was meant to be a smile.
That's a matter of some debate at this point, I'm afraid, he said. But I am confused. I was under the impression that you are the daughter of John Perry, administrator of the Roanoke colony.
I am, I said. He and his wife, Jane Sagan, adopted me after my father died. My birth mother had died sometime before that. It is on my adopted parents' account that I am here now. Although I apologize, I motioned to myself in my state of unreadiness. I didn't expect to meet you here, now. I thought we would come to you and I would have time to prepare.
When I heard that the Oban were ferrying a human to see me, and one from Roanoke, I was curious enough not to want to wait, Gaw said. I also find value in making my opposition wonder what I am up to. My coming to visit an Oban ship, rather than waiting to receive their embassy, will make some wonder who you are, and what I know that they don't.
I hope I'm worth the trip, I said.
If you're not, I'll still have made them nervous, Gaw said. But considering how far you've come, I hope for both our sakes the trip has been worth it. Are you completely dressed?
What? I said. Of the many questions I might have been expecting, this wasn't one of them. The general pointed to my hand.
You have a shirt in your hands, he said.
Oh, I said, and put the shirt on the table between us. It's a gift, not the shirt. There's something wrapped in the shirt. That's the gift. I was hoping to find something else to put it in before I gave it to you, but you sort of surprised me. I'm going to shut up now and let you just have that. The general gave me what I think was a strange look, and then reached out and unwrapped what was in the shirt. It was the stone knife given to me by the werewolf. He held it up and examined it in the light.
This is a very interesting gift, he said,
and began moving it in his hand, testing it, I guessed, for weight and balance.
And quite a nicely designed knife.
Thank you, I said.
Not precisely modern weaponry, he said.
No, I said.
Figured that a general must have an interest in archaic weapons,
Gaw asked. Actually, there's a story behind it, I said. There's a native race of intelligent beings on Roanoke. We didn't know about them before we landed. Not too long ago we met up with them for the first time, and things went badly. Some of them died, and some of us died, but then one of them and one of us met and decided not to try to kill each other, and exchanged gifts instead. That knife was one of those gifts. It's yours now.
That's an interesting story, Gaw said, and I think I'm correct in supposing that this story has some implication for why you're here.
It's up to you, sir, I said. You might just decide it's a nice stone knife.
I don't think so, Gaw said. Administrator Perry is a man who plays with subtext. It's not lost on me what it means that he has sent his daughter to deliver a message, but then to offer this particular gift, with its particular story. He's a man of some subtlety.
I think so, too, I said, but the knife is not from my dad. It's from me.
Indeed,
Gaw said, surprised.
That's even more interesting. Administrator Perry didn't suggest it?
He doesn't know I had the knife, I said, and he doesn't know how I got it.
But you did intend to send me a message with it, Gaw said, one to compliment your adopted father's.
I hoped you'd see it that way, I said.